Radio PGDG.
Le son de ton lycée.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Najed and welcome to our English Reading Club. Today, four students are going to present a book they particularly loved. I hope you will enjoy this moment with them. Stephen, Pauline, Laure and Jeremy.
Hello everyone, I'm Stephen and I'm happy to be here to talk about the book I prefer, A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. It took me about 3 months to read it.
But wasn't it difficult to read?
Well, Shakespeare's writing style is not the easiest in English literature.
Didn't you want to stop reading it at some point?
Well, actually, I did want to stop at the very beginning because of the writing. But the metaphors were interesting, so I decided to carry on my reading until the end. I am proud of that, with Shakespeare in English.
About that, what was your favorite metaphor?
Maybe one of them would be with Cupidon, who hit with his burning arrow and then you fall in love.
Oh, yeah.
So about the play, I have to say that it's a comedy, and the most interesting in this play is certainly the key pro-close between characters. They fall in love with a wrong person, leading to having funny situation for the readers. So we want to know the end and how they will solve that.
Can you tell us what's the end?
Oh, no way, I can't tell you that. If you want to know, read it. Be patient till the last, as Brutus said in Julius Caesar after killing him.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Pauline. I'm happy to be there too. Stephen's book, A Midsummer Night Dream, seems to be interesting, but mine is quite different and I'm sure you would want to read it too.
What is your book?
The title of the book is The Court of the White from Jack London. Maybe you have heard it about a film or watched it?
No, but don't worry, I will watch it. Can you tell us what the story is about?
Okay, so it's a story about a dog called Buck. One day, the judge's gardeners had to take him to make him as a sled dog dealer. Buck had to survive and adapt to his new environment, brutality in Alaska.
Oh, tell us more about it.
Read the book.
And what part of the book did you like?
I liked a big part of the story when he moved to Alaska because it's one of the most important times of his life when all the events will contribute to changing him and reflect how his condition. Believe me, it's worth reading it.
Oh, I'm Laure. So where my story takes place is summer. My book is entitled The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak.
Wow, this name sounds German.
Yes! Their parents are of German origin, and the story takes place in the Germany during the Second World War. The main character is Liesel Messinger, a little girl who is placed in foster care. When she meets the new parents, she creates a special relationship with Hans Zimmermann, their father. Indeed, they teach her how to read and write after school, and give her a lot of love because of the political condition in Germany, the family also hosts Max, a Jew. Liesel becomes close to him and decides with him the book that is still in the Marriott Library. The story gives a lot of emotion and fun.
And is it a true story?
No, it is a fiction and the narrator is deaf herself.
Okay, that seems cool. Personally, well, I'm Jerry first. I chose Animal Farm because it is a book that truly struck me. It was written by George Orwell and published in 1945. And I was amazed by the references to USSR's communism and it drifting away from its principles little by little. Moreover, its use of animals kind of reminded me of Lafontaine's fables, which are oeuvres we studied throughout our scholarity.
Really? Interesting. Why did you find this book so clever?
Well, when I started reading it, I was studying the setting up of totalitarian governments in Germany and Russia, so it was a great way to review my lesson and to apply it. The book tells us about a farm, where animals decided to overthrow the farmer's cruel regime to build an egalitarian society where animals can eat their fill and rest. However, it ended up as a new dictatorship, even worse than the previous one, with insane workload, starvation and monitored citizens.
Wow, it sounds great. I'd like to read it too. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, everyone. Your stories sound amazing. We look forward to hearing from you very soon. Goodbye.